This is a hypnotic recording and should never be used while driving, operating machinery, or at any other time when you wish to maintain full awakening consciousness. Begin by allowing your eyes to gently close. And just imagine those eyes becoming heavier and heavier. And as you rest here, I wonder if you've noticed yet how comfortable your legs are beginning to feel. As you notice the comfort beginning to develop, you may be surprised to notice a tingling sensation in the soles of the feet. A tingling sensation there in the soles of the feet. That's good. And as those feet tingle, they begin to feel warm. Warm and heavy, and very relaxed. Very relaxed and warm and heavy. Heavy, comfortable, warm and relaxed. And that heavy feeling is spreading all the way up your body. That heavy, comfortable feeling spreading all the way up, over the knees, the thighs, the stomach, the chest, the shoulders, and the neck and the face. And as the relaxation spreads up to the face, so you begin to notice your facial muscles flattening out, and your head is becoming heavy and comfortable. Your eyes are relaxed, and you are feeling heavy and comfortable, and so relaxed. Good. Just allow your eyes to remain comfortably closed whilst you continue to listen to the sound of my voice. And although you're aware vaguely of other sounds and movements outside this room, you're totally and completely focused on my voice. Completely and totally focused on my voice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, after a little while, you may notice my voice drifting into the background at times, but you will eventually bring your total attention back to my voice and my words. So relax. And I'm going to ask you to think of certain things. And as you think of these things, you'll find that you become more and more relaxed. more and more detached, more and more comfortable, until you can't be bothered to think anymore. And when this happens, those thoughts will melt away, and my voice will remain in your subconscious mind. So relax and let go. And I want you to think of the numbers from 10 to 1. And we are going to count down in your mind in fraction form, starting with 10. And then going down to 9.5. And 9, and then 8.5. And you will keep counting those numbers down from 10 until all those numbers melt away, disappear, dissolve. And your mind is ready and open to my suggestions. And I wonder if you can actually see those numbers in your mind, as though you're a child, back in your old classroom, and your teacher is writing them on the board. First, the number 10. Then a number 9, and at the side of it, a number 1 on top. A line in the middle, and number 2 below, for 9.5. And then the number 9, and so on. And what I'd like you to do is to give each of these numbers a different color. First, the number 10, the 1 and the 0. For example, the 1 may be blue, and the 0 may be yellow, or perhaps red. Imagine your teacher has a tray full of different color chalks. When you see the number 9.5, perhaps the 9 can be yellow, the 1 could be green, the line may be white, and the 2 may be orange. And I want you to use your own combination of colors, but each set should be different. Never the same colors in one fraction in the same order. And you can be really curious about all the different combinations of colors and numbers as you count slowly down from 10. So begin now, starting with 10. Choose a color for the 1 and another for the 0. Then go down to 9.5. What color is 9? And the 1, the line, and the 2 beneath. If you find yourself losing track of the colors and numbers, that's fine. That's okay. Just start again at the number 10 and begin seeing those numbers once more in your mind, allowing each one to take you deeper and deeper into gentle hypnotic rest. Remember the colors. You are becoming more and more deeply relaxed. More and more comfortable. And whenever your subconscious mind is ready to take over, you can just let go of those numbers and colors and let yourself drift into the deepest level of hypnosis that is possible for you to go at this time. I will be quiet for a few moments to allow those numbers and colors to formulate in your mind as you drift deeper and deeper into gentle hypnotic rest. And as you continue to drift down deeper and deeper, my voice can drift with you, can travel along with you. My voice can even assume the identity of someone else, someone you know, someone you can relate to, so that wherever you drift, wherever you go, my voice will go with you. You are now comfortably relaxed, and in the deepest level of relaxation that is possible for you at the time. As you rest here in this comfortable state of relaxation, I am going to be talking to you about an idea that you have been mulling over in your mind. And that is how to start your own business and become successful at what you do. Many people dream of being their own boss, working the hours that they want to, and earning the money that they think they deserve. However, with successful self-employment, there are those that do and those that don't. This powerful hypnosis program is going to provide you with the inspiration and the motivation that is necessary in order to become the person that achieves their heart's desire. And of course, you will need to do your part too, by applying your ideas and developing or polishing your skills and marketing yourself. However, when your mind is set on achieving your goal, you find the way forward is an exciting adventure. At times, you will also find it a challenge. You are eager to work at becoming successful, and the ultimate outcome is that you will reap the rewards. As you bask in the personal satisfaction of knowing that you are giving your project the best of yourself. And of course, running your own business means that you also need to define your goal. Otherwise, you would be aimlessly fumbling about, never knowing whether or not you were on the right track. This program will help you to do all this and more. As you program your mind for success, it is possible that right at this moment you don't have a goal in mind. And if this is correct, then that's fine, because you are going to use your own creative subconscious mind to explore the paths and avenues that are open to you. You may even surprise yourself by venturing on a journey that you never even dreamed would lead to your destination. And if so, that's okay. Because life is an adventure, and these little surprises can delight and intrigue. Perhaps you can imagine yourself receiving an unexpected gift, somehow knowing that this parcel contains something that will be really special to you. Experience yourself untying the ribbons and bows and tearing the colorful wrapping paper away. Relishing the anticipation of what you will discover inside. Do this now as I am quiet for a moment or two. And as you open your parcel, so you open your mind to the ideas that are preparing to spring forth from the deeper recesses of your unconscious mind. Like a tree, your ideas are born of seeds that need space and time to grow and germinate and be nurtured under suitable conditions. And those seeds are already planted up here in your subconscious mind, conceived of impressions and experiences that you have gathered throughout your life. It is said that every individual on this planet is good at something. Most people have multiple talents, but realize only a fraction of what they are capable of. You have your own unique collection of talents and life experiences, which can combine to give you ideas for your source of enjoyment and self-employment. It is also essential that you enjoy whatever you set out to do. And you can not only enjoy, but develop a passion that will convince yourself and others that your product or service is something they really and truly want and need. You can look around at the hugely diverse range of ideas that successful people employ, realizing at the same time that you don't need to copy ideas from anyone else, but rather develop your own creative originality. It is also said that there are only 6 original ideas in the world. 6 original plots for a story, and 6 degrees of separation. Others are combinations of certain factors. So, you don't need to think of something that has never been done before, but take your ideas to a different level and add your own personal touches to make them yours. Did you open your present yet? What did you find underneath the glitter, ribbons, and wrapping? I'm going to be quiet for a few moments now, and I want you to use whatever ideas you have and turn them into a business venture. Something that you can really enjoy. Do this now, allowing your subconscious mind to guide you wherever it will, and when you next hear my voice, you won't be startled or alarmed. Good. Bring your attention back to my voice and imagine that 6 whole months have gone by and you have already begun to implement your ideas, whatever they were. And you are beginning at last to see the positive results. Now it doesn't matter whether it is a product or a service you are selling. The main thing is that you realize it is something that certain people really need and want. And you are focusing on your target audience. The customers or clients who will purchase your services or goods. You ask them for feedback, noting very carefully any suggestions they make as you write these suggestions down in a book, ready to evaluate their potential and start the wheels in motion. You find yourself talking enthusiastically to people about what you do, spreading the word, promoting your ideas, ensuring that it is something that people will suddenly realize how much they need it. Of course, you know that success won't just land on your plate with no effort whatsoever, which is why you are ready and willing to work hard and put time and effort into ensuring you give better than the best. And your time and effort is appreciated, and customers begin to spread the word for you, telling their friends, their relatives, their business associates, their hairdresser, and people they meet on the train or the bus or pass by in the street. And suddenly, it seems that yours is a product or a service that is widely in demand, selling like hotcakes. And you realize you may even need help in keeping up with this demand. Go further into the future until it is 2 years from now, and you are an established professional person running a successful business. Perhaps you have expanded in ways that you never dreamt possible. Or maybe your ideas led on to bigger things. Just visualize yourself in an appropriate environment, selling your wares or whatever it is that you do. Do this now, and I will be quiet again for a few moments more. That's good, and you are really enjoying yourself, having built up a successful business. No more working for others, being told what to do. The only targets you have to meet are the ones you impose on yourself. You are still extremely busy, but perhaps you have someone else working for you, someone doing the mundane stuff so that you can get on with doing what you are good at, something you really enjoy, something you love. And now is the time that you bring more balance into your life. Perhaps you threw yourself into this project, knowing there would be some cost to your social life. If so, then you can redress this balance because your ideas are working out well, and your motivation and determination are as high as they ever were. You have your successful self-employment and the responsibilities that it brings, but you love it. Your adrenaline is high when you are absorbed in your work, and the feeling of self-satisfaction is worth all the hard work, all the effort and time that you put into developing your ideas. Now, I would like you to go back to the here and now, back to the time when you opened your gift, to when you unwrapped the present, tore off the paper, and undid the ribbons, and looked inside to see what you were given. No need to tell me or anyone else what it was. But when you are fully awake and refreshed, having left this hypnotic trance, I would like you to write down on a piece of paper whatever that gift was. Write it down and keep it somewhere safe to remind you that this was the starting point of your journey towards developing your own successful self-employment. In a moment, I will count you back to the here and now, and when I reach the number 5, I would like you to come all the way back and really enjoy the optimism and motivating force that is beginning to spread through your veins. So, when you are ready, 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back, 4, eyelids beginning to flutter, and 5, eyes open, wide awake, mind and body returning to normality.